Title: Hatch Shuffle Tightening at 170 BPM Advanced. Alright, let's tighten up hatch shuffle at 170 BPM in Ableton Live, because at this tempo, hats can either sound like a precision engine that pulls the whole track forward, or they can turn into this blurry, facey smear that actually makes your drums feel slower. The goal today is a hat system that feels skippy and shuffled, but still hits like it's locked to the grid. And we're going to do it with three layers and one key mindset. One layer provides discipline, one layer provides swagger, and one layer provides motion. The discipline layer never argues with the grid. The swagger layer gets the timing tricks. The motion layer creates speed without stealing transients. Before we touch any notes, set the battlefield. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Lock your grid to fixed 1/16th notes, not adaptive. Make a 2-bar loop while you build, because you want to hear repetition fast. We'll expand later to 8 or 16 bars so we can test if it still feels good as a phrase. And do yourself a favor, keep headroom. Hats get harsh and deceptive when you're loud. Keep your master peaking somewhere around -6 to -10 dB while you build. You'll make better decisions. Now, step 1. Build your anchor hat. This is your spine. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and choose a closed hat that's short and clean. Sharp transient, short decay. Not a washy hat, not a long open tail. Think tick, not TSSSS. Program straight 16ths for one bar at first. Every step, yes, all of them. This is just to establish the engine. Then, remove about 20 to 30% of the hits strategically so it can breathe. Here's a good mental rule. Protect the downbeats and protect the energy leading into the snare. Also, leave space around the snare so the snare feels like it punches through a clean window, not through a spray of hat transients. Now velocity, and this is not optional. Velocity is half the groove. Give your accent something like 85 to 105. Ghosts live more like 25 to 55. And keep it intentional. Drum and bass hats aren't random. They're designed to feel alive while still beating repeatable. One more detail that advanced people often miss: note length. Even if your sample is short, some drum rack and simpler setups respond to gate length. So standardize your MIDI note length. Make them very short, like 1/32, or just consistently tiny. You want changes in groove to come from timing and velocity, not accidental sustain differences. Cool, that's your anchor. Now step 2, tighten the shuffle with milliseconds, not vibes. At 170 BPM, a 16th note is about 88 milliseconds. So when we talk about swing and shuffle here, we're often talking about offsets like plus or minus 5 to 18 milliseconds. Once you start pushing past 20 milliseconds, you're entering flam territory against your snare and kick. Sometimes you want that, but today we're tightening. Duplicate your hat clip and name them clearly. Anchor and shuffle. The anchor stays on grid. Always. It's the reference point that keeps everything feeling intentional even when you get fancy. On the shuffle layer, select only the off steps you want to move. Usually, that means the in-between steps, like the E and A and 1 E and A. Don't go swinging your downbeats unless you really know why you're doing it. Now, nudge with purpose. Here's a reliable rule set to avoid random human eyes mess. Pre-snare hats, slightly early. Post-snare hats, slightly late. So you might pull some notes earlier by 6 to 10 milliseconds to create urgency into the snare. Then push some later by 8 to 14 milliseconds after the snare to create that laid-back bounce. And I want you listening to one thing while you do this. The snare, not the grid. The snare. Solo snare and hats together, and nudge until the snare feels like it lands through a clear opening. If you hear a hat click fighting the snare crack, you're not tight. Tight is when the snare feels like it's framed, like the hats are dancing around it but not stepping on it. To nudge precisely, you can temporarily disable grid and use fine nudging, or just type values into the note start field if you're that surgical. The point is, small moves, consistent rules. Now step 3. Groove pool, but like a scalpel. Pick a groove like MPC 16 swing in the 55 to 63 range. Add to your groove pool and apply it only to the shuffle clip, not the anchor. Now set it conservatively, timing around 20 to 35%. Random basically off, like 0 to 5%, because in DNB we want repeatable hats. You can get life from texture and arrangement later. Velocity influence maybe 5 to 15%, just a little movement. And here's the secret weapon. Groove quantize. Set quantize inside the groove somewhere like 60 to 85%. That sounds backwards until you hear it. Because what it does is it keeps the swing feel, but it pulls the timing back toward a stable center. That's literally tight shuffle. You get the personality without the flams. Now step 4. Layer discipline. This is where most hat stacks fall apart. If your hats sound wide but weak, or bright but hollow, you've got transient competition and phase interaction. Go into each hat in the drum rack and open simpler. For one shots, warp is usually off. If you've got clicks, add a tiny fade in, like 0.2 to 1 millisecond. And if two hat layers are fighting, try tiny transpose changes, like down 1 to 3 semitones on one layer. That can break up weird comb filtering. Now the big concept. Transient priority stacking. Decide who owns the attack. Anchor owns the main tick. Shuffle is slightly darker or noisier, maybe a softer transient, maybe a touch more tail, but not louder than the anchor. Motion layer has almost no click. It's there for shimmer and speed illusion. If you must, layer two bright clicky hats. Align their transients. Zoom in. If they're offset, you get flams and that spray can fizz. Here's an advanced diagnosis trick if you're unsure whether you're dealing with phase smear or just EQ harshness. Duplicate a hat layer. Put utility on it. Invert polarity on left and right and line them up. If it cancels when aligned, but stops canceling when you reintroduce your timing shifts, you've confirmed its timing and phase interaction causing the haze. That tells you the fix is alignment and transient shaping, not just cutting highs. Now step 5, the tight hat bus. All stock Ableton, route all hat layers to a single hat group. First, EQ8, high pass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz depending on how chunky your hats are. Then hunt harshness, often around 7 to 10 kHz and not a couple dB with a medium Q. If you need air, a gentle shelf around 12 to 16 kHz, maybe 1 or 2 dB. But careful, at 170, bright hats can feel fast at first and then become painful and small in the full mix. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You want about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not flattening. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip-on. The purpose is peak stability and density, not volume. Saturation helps hats feel consistent without you turning them up. Then utility. Set width intentionally, somewhere like 80 to 110%. Don't just widen because it sounds bigger in solo. Optional, if your tails are smearing, put a gate before glue. Set it so the hat closes between hits. This can make hats sound machine clean. Use it tastefully, because too much gating can remove the sense of air. Now step 6, stereo management. This is how you keep your snare powerful. The anchor hat should be mostly centered. Put utility on the anchor track and reduce width, even down to 0 to 30% if needed. Then let the shuffle and motion layers carry width. You can use auto pan not for volume pumping, but for stereo motion. Amount 10 to 25%, rate 1/8 or 1/16, and set phase to 180 degrees so it actually moves in stereo. Then, if it starts washing out the groove, pull it back with utility. The goal is, punch in the center, shimmer on the sides. Advanced upgrade, do mid-side cleanup with EQ8 on the hat group. Switch EQ8 to M/S mode. High pass the side channel higher than you think, like 1 to 3 kHz. So the stereo is mostly air and texture, not gritty mid-range sand, that keeps mono compatibility strong. Now step 7, arrangement. Because a tight shuffle that never evolves will still feel like a loop. Over 8 to 16 bars, make the hat's progress. Bars 1 to 4, anchor only, and maybe low pass it a bit so it's a tease. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the shuffle layer quietly, like 6 to 10 dB below the anchor. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the motion layer and sprinkle occasional tiny pickup hits before snares. Classic rolling trick. Right before the snare on 2 and 4, add a very quiet pickup. Either a 1/32 hit or an early ghost 1/16, nudged about 8 milliseconds early at low velocity. This creates forward pull without adding obvious density. Also consider snare clear moments. On the first snare of the drop, or every 8 bars, remove or duck the one hat hit that collides with the snare transient. That single micro edit can make the snare feel twice as big, and the hats feel tighter, even though you didn't change the whole pattern. Now quick mistake check, because these are the usual killers at 170. If you swing everything, the groove loses its spine. Keep the anchor disciplined. If your groove timing is too high, like 50% and up, you're basically asking for flams. If you layer lots of bright hats, you'll get facey fizz and weak transient. If there's no velocity hierarchy, the hats won't feel fast, they'll just feel loud. And if everything is wide, especially with wide bass, the drop turns to mush. Now a couple pro moves for darker, heavier DNB. Instead of boosting tons of 10 to 14 kHz air, try a darker hat tone. Less sheen, more bite in the 4 to 8 kHz region. It often reads tougher and tighter. Try parallel distortion for hair. Make a return track. Add saturator and EQ. High pass the return at like 3 to 5 kHz so you're only blending in grit and fizz, not extra body. If harsh peaks keep popping, use multiband dynamics like a de-esser for hats. Focus on the high band and compress only when it spikes. It keeps hats present without the spraken top end. And one more subtle trick. Sidechain the hat bus slightly to the snare. A compressor on the hat bus. Sidechain input from the snare. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack. Short release. And only 0.5 to 1.5 dB of dip. That creates a tiny window for the snare, and your whole drum kit feels tighter. Let's finish with a practice drill that will make you hear the difference instantly. Make two versions of the same shuffle, loose and tight. Loose version. Groove timing around 45%. Groove quantities low, maybe 0 to 20. Tight version. Groove timing 25 to 35. Groove quantity 70 to 85. Use the same kick and snare loop for both. A slash B them. Listen for this. Does the snare feel later or smaller in the loose version? If yes, reduce timing, increase groove quantize, or remove swing from the hats right before the snare. Then bounce a 16-bar loop. And if you want the next level workflow, resample your full hat group to audio once it's right. Printing often sounds tighter than three live layers fighting each other. After resampling, you can trim fades, level out the loudest hits, and lock in the groove as one cohesive performance. Recap, in one breath, anchor hat on grid for stability. Shuffle on a separate layer with small millisecond nudges. Groove pool with controlled timing and high groove quantize to tighten while swinging. Manage transients and tail so layers don't fight. Bust the hats with EQ, glue, saturator, and utility. Keep punch centered, shimmer wide. And arrange the hats so they evolve across 8 to 16 bars like real DNB. Now build it, then do the snare test. Solo snare and hats, and make sure every snare lands through a clean window. That's how you know you're truly tight at 170.